So, quick check-in, the quarantine days. Joy, how do you feel about the coronavirus?
I feel like we are living in a really weird time. I feel like it's a weird time to be alive. I think that it's really cool that we decided to do a podcast during this time and document what it's like living in a quarantine.
I think so too. I think procrastination was on our side with this one because it wasn't like we conceived of the podcast during the end times, but we did start recording during the end times. So
Yes.
I feel very strange about it. I feel very optimistic.
Yeah. For me, first, I've been watching all of the apocalypse virus movies, which has been really entertaining, but also kind of like eerie. And
Wait,
then.
before you go on, what prompted you to just break out the apocalypse film canon? Like, why did you do that? Most people are like, oh, I want to watch something that makes me laugh, take my mind off of it.
I know. Well, hold on. Let me outline the full like what my life is like right now, because it's crazy. Like 1 year ago, I would have never, imagined this. So first, it's fucking quarantine, and we're watching all these movies. Second, I'm volunteering at some hospitals. I'm a first year medical student, and shit is wild. Shit is really wild. Right now I'm working on a clinical trial for a medication that like one study in China has pointed to alleviating some symptoms for patients. So this pharmaceutical company is trying to run a clinical trial here, something that would have taken 2 to 3 months to get IRB approval. That's Institutional Review Board. They've gotten it up in like 2 to 3 days. So I'm shadowing doctors, I'm going to patients' rooms. Not in their rooms, but like outside rooms to collect samples so that they can come back and like run the tests on the blood to see if the drug is working. And it's pretty disorganized, I will say. So if the fate of the free world depends on me fucking shuttling blood from different floors in the hospital down to the lab where like somebody who is just like it's wild, basically. So I'm doing that during the day. I'm seeing these intensive care units, which usually are for surgery patients or cardiothoracic patients, pediatric patients, used completely commandeered for now corona patients. And all of these are quarantined. Somehow my ID gets me into these places. I'm like, so anyways, I'm there alongside with the surgeon and the anesthesiologist who are intubating people. I'm like, this is real. Everything we're seeing on the news is real. So when in 10 days more of those people come to the hospital, there's no room. I already been there. I've already seen it. There's no room as we speak. So it's only going to get worse. But so that's what I'm doing during the day. In the night I come home and I watch these movies, and then somehow, some way, I'm also watching news. It's just very weird. But why did I decide to watch the other movies? Because I'm just like, did they see this coming, is this somebody's imagination? And what did those people do to survive? Did you watch Contagion?
I did.
How did you like, what were your thoughts?
I found it to be extremely boring.
Yeah.
It could not hold my, like, I stopped it many times. I thought, the acting was good, but I'm not a filmmaker, so I don't know if my criticism has any merit, but it was just like a bunch of random people. And I was like, I don't feel any connection to this guy or this girl or this person. I don't know their background. I don't.
That's a good point.
It was just like a bunch of random people affected, and it was like hard to be emotionally connected. I thought it was cute what they tried to do with the conspiracy guy, and it turns out he was a liar. That's a perspective we don't always see in film.
Yeah, that's a great point. I felt the same, like kind of uninspired by that movie, but you make a good point as to why I didn't like quite land on why I felt it was so lame. I thought maybe just because it was like too real, but I think you also make a good point because I watched Outbreak. You should watch Outbreak next.
Is that more exciting?
It's way more exciting, and it has, Morgan Freeman in it, so these are good actors.
Yeah, not to say that Lawrence Fishburne and Matt Damon aren't good, but Morgan Freeman is one of the goats, so. I wanted to know, Joy, what do you make of the criticism that rich people who are asymptomatic are getting tested and getting their results very quickly, and less well-off people who actually do show symptoms are sometimes getting turned away from testing, saying, oh, your fever is not high, just quarantine yourself. What do you make of that?
I don't know, because even the rich people that are getting tested are still asymptomatic. So all they're being instructed to do is quarantine themselves. Like the guidance is just don't get anyone sick, and you're going to have to ride it out regardless if you get the tested or not. You know, like, it's not like the rich people are also getting access to treatment. They're getting access to information whether they have it or not, which is fine, but it's not helping them get better any more quickly. So I don't know why people are really dying to get the test. Like, that part I don't really understand. Do you?
If I'm a single mother in an apartment and I share a room with my kid and I feel like I have it, maybe knowing that I have it will allow me to take more drastic measures, like send my kid to his aunt's house and really, like, quarantine, like, really, really. Or maybe it'll help me take that essential job I have, maybe not go into it, or but no, those are some reasons I could think, like, just for someone to be able to take self-quarantine more seriously with an actual positive test result.
Yeah, I mean, I think that people should be taking it serious regardless.
Yeah, that's kind of the messaging that has been trying to get across lately. Hopefully people are I wasn't taking it seriously at first.
I know. You were getting your nails done.
Shut up. Don't tell people. They look great, by the way. They've been holding up so nice. I didn't want it to be real.
Yeah. I mean, no one did. But, like, yeah. Yeah. None of us do. None of us still do. People still don't. You know, there are people walking around who don't. Still believe it's real and who are continuously and continuing to spread it.
Well, we hope everyone is staying safe, following the guidelines, and just keeping calm as best as they can in this time. And
we wish the best for every single person out there, that they can also recover from this when it's done. Because this is a huge psychological and stressful event, I feel like, for a lot of people, myself included. So I just hope for hoping and healing at the end of this as well.
I think so too.
I want to ask you, because one thing I've been seeing on Instagram is all these memes of parents just losing their mind. They actually have to talk to their child.
I have friends who are parents who are calling me losing their mind.
I've never been more happy not to have a child. Like, I wake up, I'm like, thank God I don't have a child. I was on a conference call today or whatever, a video call, with, like, a whole doctor. And her child was in the background, like, pulling her hair while she was on the phone. I'm like, what? So, in any case, say, and I know, Alex, you are a teacher, so you might have these more fresh. But I was thinking to myself, what if my, you know, eighth grader came to me and they needed help on their homework? How would I explain to them these significant moments in history? Or how would I explain to them this math problem or this concept in science? So I'm going to list off either historical problems or historical situations, math problems, science problems, and you have to explain it to me as if I was a eighth grader coming to you and needed help with their homework. You ready?
Ready.
What was the Great Depression, Mom?
Oh, Xavier. The Great Depression. Ask your dad, because I'm watching my shows. No, I'm just kidding. The Great Depression was a severe worldwide economic depression that took place mostly during the 1930s, beginning in the United States. A depression is when the economy goes down. It's when businesses aren't making money, and therefore people aren't making money, and therefore everyone is suffering and struggling with things that they need to buy, which is affecting their living situations. It happened after the stock market crashed in 1929. The stock market is, it's like this place where people buy and sell and trade stocks and companies. I know you're smart, so I know you know what that means, and I don't have to go into it. Like I said, businesses were losing money, and so businesses started laying off workers. What are you talking about? I'm not Googling the answer, son.
Okay, mom. What is Charles Darwin's theory of evolution?
All right. Listen, Lil Ray Ray. Darwin's theory of evolution. So you know how I told you not to believe anything the white man says, right? You know how the white man says that the world was created by another white man? Yeah, that's not true. What Darwin said was that we evolved as species from other less complex species. So over time, what happened was we were all just chilling and living. And then I'll give you an example with giraffes. How did giraffes get tall necks? Well, there was these four-legged organisms, and they were all chilling and eating. And it just so happens that the ones with the longer necks were able to get more food, and they were able to sustain themselves and breed and make other kids with long necks. And the ones with the shorter necks weren't able to get so much food, and so they eventually died off. So the ones with the longer necks are the ones that actually survived, and that's why today giraffes have long necks. So there was something called survival of the fittest, and it means that the ones that are more fit and more able to adapt to their environment are the ones that are going to survive over time.
Wow. Thanks, Mom.
Welcome.
Is ice water?
Well, there are three states of matter. Remember that from science? What are the three states?
Oh, yeah. Like liquid, gas, solid?
Exactly. So water is ice and solid. Ice is water in solid form.
Oh.
When water reaches a certain temperature, it turns into a solid. And when it reaches a certain other temperature, it turns into a gas.
Why don't we call it water? Solid water.
I just think ice had a better ring to it.
Nice. Okay, you do me.
All right. Mom, I was just wondering, why do white people have slaves? Were you a slave?
That's a great question. One that I'm still waiting for answers for myself. I think that the kind of mental gymnastics that you have to do.
What do you mean mental gymnastics? I thought gymnastics was physical.
The kind of lying and denying and denial that you have to do as a person to enslave another person is kind of a mindset that I can't understand. But what I do understand today is that you have to keep bringing that up. You have to keep asking those questions. And what we have to do today is realize that this world that's set up is a legacy of those kinds of decisions that those people made. And we cannot stand for that. So everything I want you to do in your life is about resisting that kind of negative denial and lying and denying from anyone you encounter, and continue to tell the truth.
Okay. Mommy, do you want to do the Megan Thee Stallion challenge with me?
Okay, but you can't post it.
All right. That sounds like a deal. Mom, can you explain, why did they kill Martin Luther King?
You can never underestimate hate. There are a lot of hateful people in this world. And
haters gonna hate.
Haters gonna hate. What you have to do is be brave and tell the truth. At any circumstance, But just know that as hard as you're going for the truth, there are some people who are going just as hard for hate. And Martin Luther King was a target for hate. Even worse in his case is that he was a target by the government, which had a lot of hateful people in it who were hell-bent on ending his life. Dr. Martin Luther King told the truth about so many things. He told the truth about racism in this country. He told the truth about socioeconomic disparities in this country. He told the truth about how racism led to social economic disparities, and people in the government didn't like that kind of messaging because they believed that they were the only ones who needed to profit and make money, and they are the ones who wanted all the money and they wanted all the power. So they didn't like the message that Dr. Martin Luther King was sharing with people, and people were catching on to that message. So when you start telling the truth, like you and me, we tell the truth, right? You and me, we tell the truth?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we tell the truth. And when you start telling the truth, certain people, they don't like it. So
they get mad.
They get mad. Mm-hmm.
And my last question is, my homework said when you drop a feather and a brick at the same time, which one's going to hit the ground faster?
Oh, that's a great one. What did you say?
I left it blank. But I think it's a brick because it's heavier.
Oh, okay. So have you heard of gravity?
Yeah.
What is gravity?
It's what makes us not fall off the earth.
Oh, you're right. So gravity is this thing that makes us not fall off the earth. And it also is a force. It's like a force all around us. Like, you know how you send a text message to me sometimes and it just shows up on my phone. It, like, you send it on your phone and it gets to my phone. And, like, how does it do that? It, like, but it travels through the air and it gets to my phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's, like, kind of a force. And gravity is a force like that. It's invisible. So gravity is a force and it has a certain speed to it. So, you know, think of when you're driving in a car, you can only get to, let's say, you are in a go-kart. Go-karts can only go certain speeds, right? Let's say it could only go 9.7 miles an hour. So it's a go-kart, it can only go 9.7 miles an hour. That's like gravity. It only can go that fast. So whether you drop a feather or a brick, even though the brick is heavier, it can still only go 9.7 miles per second. Miles per second. And so they drop at the same time, actually, believe it or not. We're going to try that. We're going to try that experiment tomorrow.
The same time? Whoa, I don't even believe you. We have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So smart, Mom.
We're going to get up on the roof and we're going to document it.
Hey, chill with all that. I don't want y'all on the roof. I don't know why I made Steven a grumpy old black man, but alas. Well, how did I do?
Awesome.
You did great. You would be a great teacher, Mom.
You would be the best.
I would be secretly Googling it just like I did just now. No, I think that was excellent. I think if you're a parent, take advantage of online resources, you know, email your teachers, and, you know, may the force be with you, like Joy said, the force of gravity, the force of text messaging, whichever force you believe in.
Exactly. And be thankful for your teachers. Oh my gosh, they have to deal with your kid every day, day in and day out. You can't even deal with them for a day.
Somebody was like, I finally get it. Like, all those times I went up to the school talking about it, my kid doesn't act like that. It's like, no, it was my kid. My kid does act like that. I'm so sorry. And did you see what Shonda Rhimes tweeted?
Yeah, I did.
Teachers should get paid $3 billion. If that happens, I'll switch careers.
Yes, they should.
They do. They did. They definitely deserve more money than they get. That's a fact.
Definitely 100%. I'm looking forward to sending my kid to school, and I don't even have a kid. And they're going to be out for the rest of the semester. So,
I know. You know how many kids aren't going to be having a graduation ceremony?
Yeah. That's
not going to be having a prom.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, as the coronavirus of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly 2021.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I saw a petition going around by the college seniors at Columbia University, which was, Would you rather an online graduation ceremony or postpone it to post-corona?
So, ooh, what are the votes looking like?
I did not see the votes, or I can't see the votes.
What would you want?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'll take my diploma in the mail, and I'll walk next May. Thank you.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good idea.
I walked, like, out of sequence with when I was, like, actually graduating, so...
Yeah.
Just to get those pictures and for your parents to see it, and
yeah,
it's very monumental.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a great point. I was thinking, you know, maybe just do online, but you're right. I mean, the pictures are big. The pictures are a big part of it, so that is very meaningful to people. I mean, Columbia is probably like, oh my gosh, we're not going to have the space, but yeah, they should do something.
Oh, to do like a double? They could do 2 days. No. They'll figure it out. They got logistics experts up in there.
Yeah.
Coronavirus! Shit is getting real!
That's my favorite.
Oh my god, when I see the word coronavirus, I can only read it in her voice.
Same.
I love her.
Oh my gosh, I'm like a Cardi B ambassador.
I love her so much. I love her when she's being so herself, just talking that shit.
Yeah.
I don't really care for her music like that, but I love it when she's being regular Instagram Cardi B.
Yeah.
Do you know that years ago, this is the thing, folks. When you want to do something and your friends aren't down, fuck them friends and do what you want to do anyway, because it'll be a great experience. I entered a contest on Cardi B's Instagram for people born in October. And it was like, if you're born in October, you get to come have dinner with Cardi B, all the October birthdays. And I was chosen to have dinner with Cardi B. And I couldn't find anyone to go with. And guess who didn't go? My dumbass.
Oh no.
And now looking back, I'm like, that would have been amazing. I could have been sitting there eating with her.
Oh no.
I could have been meeting her. That was back when she used to wear those big cornrows. Remember those two cornrows she used to wear?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the days. So that's my lesson. What?
She had the tooth.
She still had the tooth, the teeth.
Teeth, yes.
She had all of that. But I love what she's about. Even if she's a little cray-cray.
She's so... Me too.
I just want to say thank you so much for your service. I had no idea you were volunteering, and we talk pretty frequently.
Signed up.
You just signed up. You volunteered.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what volunteering is. Duh. Yes, thank you. And please stay safe. Do you have protective gear?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Oh, may the force be with us all.
Yes. Alrighty, this was a wonderful first episode. The people are going to want another one, I know. So we will be coming to you again soon.